Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
Hey, Frank Whaley over here. Hey, Heather.
Hey, Frank. Today is Wednesday, February 17th. I believe this is...
Hi, Heather.
Episode 28. Hi. How are you?
Awful.
Me too.
The world is an unfair place.
The world is... The real world is an annoying place full of lunatics.
The real world, you almost said the real world.
The real world is full of racist lunatics.
They're doing a real world special. I don't know if it's a special or it's the whole cast of Real World 1 New York.
Oh.
It was reassembling.
That's something that we should watch.
Heather B.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to kick you.
The gal from the South.
Yeah, they had a whole thing about racism and, I mean, they were talking about some... real issues back then.
You know why the world isn't fair?
Why?
It's because Shia LaBeouf and all these other guys, Johnny Depp, all these other guys are out there, Army Hammer, like pooping in bed, pooping in each other's beds, Shia LaBeouf abusing the shit out of women, Army Hammer eating parts of their body or desiring to.
Possibly burying women in the desert.
And what's the difference between those guys and me?
Well, please don't tell me that Army Hammer is working right
I'm
now.
I'm a decent human being and the Michael Jordan of actors. What do I got to do on my son's birthday? Put myself on do a goddamn self-tape for some bullshit show that's not even really on. I'm not going to say what the show is, but why should I? God.
Wait, hang on, Frank. Hang on. Do you really want to be saying this? Do you really want to be saying this? What if they listen to this?
Who?
The people on that show.
They don't know what I'm talking about.
They'll know who you're talking about. I think we should go back and erase that. Okay?
No.
Frank,
we're going forward.
No. Frank.
They won't know who we're talking about.
Yeah, if they will.
Who?
If
think the people on that show are listening to this podcast?
They might be like, Frank was awesome. Let's see what he's been up to. Oh my God, he's got a podcast. Let's listen to today's episode.
Yeah, that's not the reason they're not going to put me on their show. The reason they're not going to put me on their show is because I was all stressed out and did a shitty job on that damn self-tape, which you had to read opposite
me. You did a great job. What are you talking about?
Okay, first of all, I would call this trivial story straight out the Whaley house. But there's nothing trivial about it. I mean, in a way there is, but in another way there is, and it's not trivial. Fact is, 100% keeping it on the real, and I don't think the people from that show are going to listen to this.
I'll just say this. And it's not a bullshit show. It's a really, right, really, I'll, really good show.
I'll say this, yes.
And you really like that show, and you're just pissed because...
Could I backtrack a little bit, Heather? And isn't that just covering my tracks?
Yeah, I actually think we should still go back and you should say it again a different way.
No. What I'll say is this. Is I'm sorry that I said that about your show if you're listening.
But what if they stopped listening right after you said that and said, F this guy, we're not going to give him any jobs.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
Listen, it's a great show.
But they might have stopped listening already.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. They were like, oh, I'm so offended.
I doubt it.
F him.
You're getting me off track here. The question I was posing is, why does a fella like me who doesn't want to break his girlfriend's rib and eat it and doesn't emotionally scar and abuse women, Shia LaBeouf?
Okay, here's the thing. I got to interject.
Go ahead.
Because Army Hammer might possibly be a serial killer who breaks off people's ribs and eats them and keeps people's toes in his pocket. But I guarantee he wouldn't be on some podcast being like, you know who really sucks? Sony Pictures. They're a bunch of idiots over there.
Oh, yes,
them and their bullshit movies. No, he would not. He would not.
But I tell you another thing, Armie Hammer's not being asked to self-tape.
Yeah, but if he was, he would do it, and he wouldn't be, resentful about it.
Crazy.
To the people that, I mean, come on.
Are you crazy? If you asked Armie Hammer to self-tape.
No, but I'm saying if, like, right now, Armie Hammer, but first of all, nobody's asking Armie Hammer to self-tape because nobody wants to work with him because he's a psycho.
Right. But that aside.
I don't think you should.
That aside.
I don't think you should be speaking negatively about
you're missing
any
the point.
Potential employers.
Oh, you're missing the point. And this is all anonymous. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. It could be any number of different people.
Yes, you had seven self-tapes that you did yesterday.
That's right. And so, listen, just had a shot of tequila.
Oh, my God.
It's actually, no, I'm still working on your diet, Dr. Pepper. Anyway, I don't regret saying what I said. And I take back, it's not a bad, horrible show. It's not a bad show. I'm just grousing because...
You want them to just say, hey, Frank, come join us and do this thing.
Why do I got to keep square dancing for these damn roles? Why do I got to keep, you know, lollygagging and bowel jogging?
Bowel jogging.
Look it up.
Bowel jogging? Is that when you're jogging and you poop your pants?
Look it up. Bowel jogging and lollygagging for you know, nuts and bolts and, you know... jibba jabba.
Wait, hold on. I'm looking up bowel jogging.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Bowel jogging. If you look that up, it says, how do I stop pooping while running? Is it normal to poop running? Wow. Why do I feel like pooping when running? Runner's diarrhea. How can I prevent it? Is that what you're talking about? Is that what's going on here?
Bowel jogging.
Speaking of some gastrointestinal distress.
Can I just interrupt before you go on? You celebrated a milestone yesterday.
I did.
19th year since that little boy.
Yes, I've been a mom for 19 years. You've been a dad for 19 years.
Slid through your birth
canal. Stop it. That's disgusting. Nobody wants to hear it like that.
Slid through your
birth canal. It's a miracle. The miracle of childbirth.
Man, we were talking about it. I was so afraid. I remember you were amazing. I mean, it's just amazing that you did that. You've done it now twice under two completely different sets of circumstances. And all I remember is that just that wonderful job that you and your vagina did.
Oh my God.
And every single way. In all the different through conception all the way through birth. Good on you.
Well, thanks, Frank. Thanks. I'm sure that he would not be completely and utterly horrified and disgusted if he doesn't listen to this podcast. So.
No.
So anyway, I'm going to tell you about something that has to do with the gastrointestinal tract and the digestive system, as opposed to that you were talking about the reproductive system.
Just do it quickly because we have to bring the dog for a bath.
Okay. So we haven't watched The Bachelor since maybe the first season of it.
Never liked it.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy who was a bachelor, and his name is Ben Higgins, and he has revealed that when he was filming The Bachelor, he had a massive parasite living inside of him. He said, the craziest thing that ever happened to me on this franchise, which I can now speak to you openly about, is I had a massive parasite the whole time I was on the show. I was in Honduras, which is a country I love, for a wedding. I get a parasite in my gut. It hits me the week that filming starts. He lost 30 pounds, but they weren't allowed to say, it wouldn't let him say anything about it because, ew, who wants to be with the bachelor who's got a parasite living inside of him?
He lost 30 pounds?
30 pounds. It says.
So what's he complaining about?
It was blamed on being stressed and anxious.
I'll take a parasite.
It's not a great look for the show that I was sick the whole time.
I'm sure he was still handsome. Those guys are so good looking.
Higgins even shared how the parasite affected his more intimate scenes on the dating series, saying that he had to literally run away when he felt like he was going to be sick.
Bowel jogging.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
I'll tell you what, that parasite, piece of information on the parasite, just reading.
Yeah.
Just signed with my management company. Has a better career than I do.
Oh, my God. Does he have to self-tape?
No self-tape for that parasite.
Oh, my God. That's unfair.
Straight offers.
That is unfair.
Happy birthday, Heather's vagina.
Oh, my God. That's not even... That came the day I was born.
Oh.
It's that same birthday. Don't be gross.
Happy 19th birthday to the day your first child came sliding through your birth canal.
Stop it.